Oh, yeah, you got to get up for this. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Woo! Oh, I missed it. Dang it.
Yeah, you were a little late.
Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gonna make me bust a move. Up in here, up in...
Is rapping one of the personality traits?
No, no, it's not. There are four new personality traits. Scientists have found these new traits. They surveyed over 1.5 million people all over the world. And the four new traits are average, reserved, self-centered, and role models. And they say everyone falls into at least one of these types. Okay, let's see here. Average. Average people are high in neuroticism and extroversion, while low in openness. Females are more likely than males to fall into the average type. The second trait, reserved. The reserved type is emotionally stable, but not open or neurotic. They are not particularly extroverted, but can somewhat be agreeable and conscientious. These are
okay,
big
I
words.
Need to read this. I can't.
I'm trying.
I can't with you, all the mispronunciations.
Do you have it?
I mean, I can get it.
Role models. Role models score low in, what is that big word right there?
Oh, my
God. Neuroticism? And high.
Do they also score low in literacy?
I'm good. Like, I can read. It's just when you get into big words with multiple syllables, it's like, dang, who wrote this, you know? And they're high in all other traits. The likelihood that someone is a role model increases dramatically with age. More women than men are likely to be role models. And self-centered. Self-centered people score very high in extroversion and below average in openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. There is a very dramatic decrease in the number of self-centered types as people age, both with women and with men. So as I clearly stated, the four personality traits out there.
Oh my gosh. Average, reserved, role models, and self-centered.
Let's go around the room. Liv the Web Girl is what? Is she average, reserved, a role model, or self-centered? Because part of me wants to say is reserved, but not really. Because she's out there so much, though.
What is the traits of reserved again? I'm sorry.
Emotionally stable, but not open or neurotic. They're not particularly extroverted, but can be somewhat agreeable and conscientious. I feel like she's more average. Average people are high in neuroticism and extroversion, while low in openness. Females are more likely than males to fall into the average type. I would say that's more you.
You guys don't think I'm open?
Well, no, I don't think I, to a certain extent you are, but I think if we're going to compare the two.
Trial and error? Like you don't you're think at I'm least, the other one.
At least, yeah, at least the average one, you're low in openness while reserved is not open.
Yeah, I would say I'm probably average then. Because I'm pretty, I can be pretty
I don't
neurotic.
Think you're a role model and I don't think you're self-centered.
Why? What's role model?
Role model, you're high in all other traits. I don't know.
Except
I mean, a role model
what?
Is what it is. I mean, what you know it is.
You don't think I'm a role model?
Maybe not yet. You're not getting there.
You're not a bad example.
You don't have enough life experience.
If you're not a role model, it doesn't mean a bad
that.
Thing. What, do you think you have more life experience than Alex?
Yes.
I would kind of agree.
What?
In a sense, yeah.
How? She just now got out on her own. I've been
I
out
know,
on my own for a while.
Life experience, I think I have more life experience.
All she's had is college.
That, you don't know what I... What,
you don't know what
well,
she was doing.
Well, see, low in openness, because I don't
happened?
Know what's been going on.
Oh, yeah. Why aren't you sharing this stuff with us?
All right, I'm average.
Why are you so reserved?
I'm
if
average.
You score high in neuroticism, you are more likely than average to be moody and to experience anxiety, worry, fear, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, guilt, depressed mood, and loneliness.
Oh, well, that sounds like me then, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought I was a role model.
Who's high in that?
I could see Joe.
I feel like
you're average then, because that's high in that and low in openness.
See, I thought neurotic meant quirky. I'm very quirky.
No.
I've always been told by like people that I'm neurotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Definitely.
Then what's Alex here?
Probably between role model and self-centered, I think.
I would lead towards self-centered.
I would lead towards self-centered too.
Says score very high in extroversion and below average in openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. There's a very dramatic decrease in the number of self-centered types as people age, both women and men.
Yeah, I think that you score high in that.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm not below average in openness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a
right.
perfect box to put everybody in. But I mean, I don't know. You've heard this. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, where would we fall into this one?
I mean, it says, okay, it says that I would be high in extroversion. That is sociability, talkativeness, assertiveness, and excitability. So, yeah, that's me.
I think that's definitely you. And also, you're not the most open
you share some things.
Agreeable person.
I share literally 99% of everything. I would say I'm high in openness. I share more than Liv.
Not openness. I meant agreeable. Like, you have to be, right? It says it's low with agreeing.
Yeah, I think below average.
Yes, exactly. You have your mind made up, there is no changing that mind.
That's true. I fight for causes I believe in, even if I'm wrong. So.
Even if they're self-centered causes right there. Yeah. So. Well, you can put this up. We'll put it up online for you to check it out. Maybe we could tweet it out, these four new personality traits, and see which one that you might fall into.